95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and coming up on July 19th, it's the Golf Tournament of Angels, and it is an event by the Fighting Angels Foundation. And with me is tournament chairperson, Sean Rabinowitz. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in. So before we get into the golf tournament, tell me a little bit about what is the Fighting Angels Foundation?
Sure. So the Fighting Angels Foundation was founded in 2012. You know, great story behind it. There's a young family in Monroe had a baby boy in 2011. As he progressed through some of his milestones, he wasn't hitting those milestones. And his mother's intuition is something strong. And, you know, she kept saying, hey, there's something not right, something wrong. Fast forward, it took them almost 2 years to be diagnosed with Angelman syndrome. And Angelman syndrome is a neurogenetic disease. It's the lack of chromosome 15.
Mm-hmm.
It stems development, ability to speak, ability to move, activities of daily living are stymied. So it's a developmental disease. And at that point, he had a group of people rally around him and say, hey, you know, we need to do more to combat this disease. So to combat Angelman syndrome, I mean, it's a rare disease, one in 15,000.
I mean, if it took 2 years to get diagnosed, that means doctors sort of aren't looking for it.
Correct. I mean, when you're looking at something that's one in 15,000, you're looking at everything but Angelman syndrome. Mm-hmm. That's like almost where, you know, when you're a doctor, you have to start with the most common diagnoses and then kind of work your way back. And it took them a while. I mean, a lot of specialists flying all over the country. And this was a family I knew. So mm-hmm. I watched this, you know, transpire. And you know, being a parent, it's terrible to see that, to understand and to feel that you know something is not right with your child, but everyone tells you, oh no, it's okay. You know, they'll hit that milestone. Just give them time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, little Joey, to see little Joey, he's unbelievable. You know, he's just the sweetest kid, the happiest kid, you know, wants to fit in, now has a younger brother who adores him. You know, when you see him, you understand Angelman syndrome and you see someone every day fighting against it.
I assume he needs a ton of help. He must need round the clock care.
Round the clock care in the sense of he's got a loving family that supports him.
Of course.
He's got a great and amazing community behind him. His family, friends, the Monroe community and the greater Monroe community has really rallied around him. Occupational therapist, physical therapist, the Monroe school system, all the above have all pitched in to support Joey. And, you know, really how the foundation got supported, I think a lot of people initially think it's there to support Joey.
Mm.
While we are there to support Joey, none of the money that we actually raise goes to Joey.
It goes
directly to research and finding a cure for Angelman syndrome. So every year we have a number of events. We have our dinner. We have our Tournament of Angels, which is what we're talking about today. And we have our annual fun run. All of the money raised for those events goes directly toward funding the research and cures for Angelman syndrome. And we're lucky enough that the number one researcher in Angelman syndrome is right up here at UConn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. And something, you know, when I got asked 5 years ago, this is our fifth annual tournament. Mm-hmm. When I got asked 5 years ago to chair the tournament, and then, you know, at our first dinner or our second dinner, I believe, we were able to award UConn $50,000 research grant.
The first time. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing to see Frank Lito, who is our foundation president, talk about the organization and then literally bring up one of the lead researchers in the world on Angelman syndrome and hand them a $50,000 check.
Unreal. We're talking to tournament chairperson Sean Rabinowitz for the Golf Tournament of Angels to benefit the Fighting Angels Foundation. It's going to be happening July 19th in Monroe.
In Monroe, Whitney Farms.
That's a good course.
It's a great course. It's a great course. I can't speak enough about the staff at Whitney Farms. They do a great job of accommodating our group. We have all different types of golfers. We have, you know, your very intense competitive golfers. Mm-hmm. And then you have your more social golfers that likes to have a few beverages on the course.
I fall in the latter category.
As do I. I'm so busy that day, I don't even play golf. You know, my goal is... for the 144 people that are playing golf, to make sure that, you know, that the money they pay to support this organization and play in the tournament, that they have the best time possible.
So 144 golfers, yep. Foursomes, shotgun start, it's all
shotgun
sort of
start.
That.
And I would tell you, if you're interested in playing, let us know ASAP, because there hasn't been one year where we haven't had a waiting list. We sell out, and the sponsors range from, you know, obviously my company, ACBI Insurance, we have Cigna, we have Anthem, we have law firms, we have Splash Car Wash. It runs the gamut, small companies, large companies. Once we get to people and have people understand this organization, it's really tough to say no.
And people can sign up fightingangelsfoundation.com. And they can sign up right now.
Right now, absolutely.
And then once it's booked, it's booked.
Once it's booked, it's booked. And we do have that rule, first come, first serve.
Of course.
You know, money talks.
And obviously all the money goes to searching for a cure for Angelman syndrome.
Correct. So, you know, I talked about the research grant. Mm-hmm. We've funded prescription drug research toward finding that cure for Angelman syndrome. And we've also awarded grants for, you know, one, there was a child with Angelman syndrome in Chicago who they needed a bike for. Mm-hmm. So in order for a child with Angelman syndrome, the bike has to be significantly modified.
Sure.
So this was a family that applied for a grant and we were awarded a grant. So some of that money goes to that. So we look at people nationwide who are afflicted with Angelman syndrome. And if there's a need, you know, simple things as a wheelchair ramp. Mm-hmm. We're lucky enough to be able to provide for those that don't have.
That's incredible that this was able to come together so quickly. You know, obviously it was inspired by Joey and his family's story and then the Fighting Angels Foundation. But then it seems like right out the gate, you guys have been able to put together events. The money donations have been coming in. Like this is absolutely an incredible sort of community development.
And that's 100% what it is. It's community. And I think that's why I've gotten so engaged. So the long story short of how I know Joey is I played flag football.
Okay.
So Weekend Warrior played flag football years with his father. So him and I are old friends. And just to see the way that, you know, friends, family, people in the community just stepped up and said, hey, I want to get involved. How can I help? And obviously there's that desire to help Joey and the Moretti family without a doubt. But, you know, when you understand that it's 1 in 15,000. And the impact it has on not just the child, but the entire family, it's really hard to say no. And you see the engagement, you see how excited everyone is to be there and to help. I think once you pull people in, you know, the next thing you know, next year, they're pulling two or three people in. And I think you had this group of people right away and the foundation that set it up, very close friends and family, and they reached out and it's kind of a domino effect. You get to one person and then that person gets to two or three people we're known nationwide now in the Angelman syndrome community.
Wow. The Golf Tournament of Angels. It'll be July 19th at Whitney Farms in Monroe to benefit the Fighting Angels Foundation. And that's coming up, obviously. That's the summer event. In the fall will be the 5K run.
The 5K run in Milford, down on Broadway, down in that area right by Silver Sands. 5K run, I watch.
Make it a run walk.
Yeah, but there is the walking part. It's one of those things every year I say, hey, I'm going to do it. And I'm always there, just not always running. So that's a great event. We get a couple thousand people there for that day. And again, it's a fundraiser, but it's also out there to drive awareness. That's half the battle. I mean, until this happened to the Moretti family, I've never heard of Angelman syndrome.
And I hadn't heard of it until you reached out to me.
Yeah, I mean, half the time, that's really what happens. And, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, the more educated, the more aware you are of something, the more apt you are to get engaged in something.
Absolutely. FightingAngelsFoundation.com. You can get signed up for the Golf Tournament of Angels, which will be July 19th for the Fighting Angels Foundation. Tournament Chairperson Sean Rabinowitz, thank you for coming in and spending a few minutes with us.
You're the man, Alan. Thank you so much for having me.